The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
You want to see my pecker?
You talking about your beak?
You want to see it? You want to see my pecker?
Yeah, sure.
There it is!
Oh, God!
You want to see it again?
No, go away!
You want to see my pecker again?
Shoot, leave!
You want to see my pecker?
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress-up?
Dress-up?
You said you wanted to play dress-up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a show that leaves you feeling like you need to take a shower. Now here's our host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 127 tonight, on RazVideoLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on tonight?
Nothing, just watching you look at me again. We just started the broadcast and you're already doing it.
Well, I'm sorry, it's going to happen.
Yeah, if you weren't so ominous, it wouldn't be so bad.
What do you mean, ominous?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You know what I mean.
Please.
You're ominous.
Please.
Yeah, sure.
I have not tried to attack you in a while.
Okay.
I haven't. You're okay. Just overly paranoid for no reason.
Sure I am.
Exactly.
All right.
You are.
Are we doing a show?
Yeah.
Yeah?
In a minute. I want to give out the rest of the particulars.
Oh, there's particulars.
There are. If you want to join in the conversation, it is 941-421-0401. If you want to use the old Skype later, you can get it at Raz Radio 1. That's RASRADIO and the number 1. And if you want to get me on Twitter, it's at Kinky Katie Radio. Yeah.
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 Sure.
I do just want to start out and say real quick that that our hearts go out to the victims and the families of the horrific and senseless tragedy that happened in Orlando on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been to that club.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Which is kind of a little eerie.
I posted, it was 3 years ago, actually. I posted it on my Facebook page, Kinky Katie Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, we've been there. You know, we used to live in Orlando, so it's kind of a wow.
Yeah, a lot of people I know, it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now it's time for happy notes, because that's all that I see and hear on the radio and see on TV and see on social media. So I'm
sure they didn't tune in or dial up this podcast to
be sad.
Yeah.
So no. Guess what?
We're going to try to make you not sad.
I'm going to give you a boner.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I bet that worked, didn't it?
Sure it did. I love it when you refer to it as a boner.
I know.
Yeah. It makes me feel strong, powerful. Does. Such an awesome term.
Oh, my God. You popped a boner.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sexy, isn't it?
I know. It is. Awesome. It's like I'm in high school again. But I'm not in high school.
Well, you know, this could kind of like roll into high school. Think high school. You think like, you know, packing your lunch, snack cakes. Guess what?
Okay.
The company that helped Hostess out when it kind of went bankrupt. Remember when there was going to be like no more Twinkies?
No, I don't. But you can tell me there was going to be no more Twinkies. Oh, I remember.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, something about something. No more Twinkies.
Everyone was fucking crazy, like going nuts, and you know they like were selling boxes of them on eBay, and they were having, you know, whatever. Well, they bought the Playboy Mansion.
Who did? Twinkie?
Twinkie
did.
Twinkie.
What are they going to do with that?
Ah, I'm not really sure. But what?
I tell you, just so I can tell you, I don't know.
We don't know yet because it says that no one's moving out just yet because
there's that Hef clause.
Yeah, the Hef clause. The Hef I like clause. That.
Hef has to hang around for a while.
No, he's 90 years old and he's allowed to live the rest of his life out in his mansion.
All right, we'll let you live in the East Wing.
2 months later, he died. No, God forbid. I'm just saying. Where's the cleanup crew? No. Oh. I'm nummy. Oh, ew. It's kind of gross.
It is.
But yeah, dude, the guy who bought it, he's 32 years old.
And he owns Twinkies or the Mr. Twinkie? Is there a Mr. Twinkie?
He's the co-owner of Twinkie.
Oh. So, he's not even the real owner.
No.
He shares it with somebody.
Well, he was also the former co-CEO of Pabst Brewing Company. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Pabst Brewing.
Guy's got his shit together.
And now he owns the Playboy. He's going to bulldoze it. That's all that's going to happen.
But just think about that right now. Hold on. That sounds like a 19-year-old kid or something. Beer, Twinkies, and the Playboy Mansion.
No, it does. It does.
The obese bear and
I still want to know what he's planning on doing. So it's an individual. It's not really the Twinkie Corporation bought it. It's really this dude had interest in buying it, and he owns half of Twinkie.
He did buy it.
So he bought
it. It's a done deal.
Oh, whatever. He's just going to live in the property because I hear it's like in a real, like, good spot. It's the spot of spots.
Is it the spot of spots?
That's what I hear.
They had a lot of parties, so I'm sure the noise ordinance.
We're like 3,000 miles away, so it's hard for me to really know. And I don't really trust Google satellite because I think they're feeding me what they want to feed me, so I don't really know.
Hey, I wonder if they get to keep like the peacocks.
What peacock? Oh, that's right.
Dude,
peacocks.
He had like a whole fucking zoo over there. He had monkeys. Yeah, it was like, I think they were like
monkeys
albino
just
peacocks.
Don't make really good pets. Anybody I've ever known who owned a monkey really was like, hey, no, they're really.
Rip your face off and throw poo at you.
Well, they're kind of destructive. You know what I mean?
Kind of destructive?
They're kind of destructive. Yeah.
That's all right. Hey, we have a call. We're going in, coming at you now. Who am I talking to?
This is Dylan.
I'm sorry?
This is Dylan from Colorado.
Hi, how are you tonight?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What's up?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to call and ask your opinion on polyamory.
Polyamory?
Yeah.
Well, what kind of, like, my opinion on what? Would I ever do it? Do I like it?
All of the above.
Polyamory is one of those things that for me and her, I couldn't imagine, like, people being, like, in our lives, like.
I don't think I could ever be part of, like, a sister wife thing.
Yeah.
It's just not. Sure. I get jealous, but I get like weird jealous. Not kind of like psycho, I'll stab you. But
yeah.
But you know, and it's weird because we fuck around with other people and we do it together and it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just if there was, I guess, someone else living here or just coming around a lot, I'd
stab a bitch.
Yeah. Then I might get stabby stabby.
You would. You wouldn't be nice at all for a while.
No, especially if she's prettier than me. So fuck her.
We can bang people and have them. We can bang them and have them go away. But like as far as like relationship for us, you know. But however other people do it is how they do it. We know lots of people who do it all of the above. You know, who have separate love relationships. And are you in a polyamorous relationship?
I am.
Yes. So how do you guys work it?
I don't know. Sometimes there's a little bit of jealousy, but usually we're all pretty good.
Well, how many of there are you?
So it's me and my primary, and then we each have a few side people.
Okay. Now is it strictly straight, bisexual, gay?
She is bisexual. I am straight.
Okay. How's that working out for you?
Oh, excellent.
So how is the community in Colorado? Because obviously, you know, Katie and I, we've been in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, lived in Orlando, and now in Tampa. And it's different in every place you go.
We're doing a tour of Florida. Yeah. Oh!
It's actually split. It's pretty split. There is a very strong MS community, but then there's also a very strong DS community. The MS hangs more around Colorado Springs and, like, more southern Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And the DS happens more Denver, Fort Collins area.
Huh.
And when I say that, it's way more high player tone down in southern. Up in Denver and the Fort Collins community, we're a playful bunch.
Very cool. So, I mean, how do y'all meet each other? I mean, do you guys have, I don't know, is this like a social media thing? Is this a dating site thing? Do you guys have like a bar or?
A lot of it is off set life, actually.
Hmm.
And munches and play parties and all that.
So there's like an active community, like a community, which is good. That always makes things nice.
You know, I don't even go on my Fet Life.
There is a weekly munch about everywhere. There's a bi-weekly one up in Fort Collins. There's a few in Greeley. They're all over the place. There's rope bite on every third Saturday in Fort Collins. The second Friday is down in Denver. So, and there's a play party almost every week, be it private or public.
Oh, very cool. Sounds like you're very busy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never walk around without bruises.
Yeah. All right, Han. Well, I'm going to let you go because I got to get some stuff done. But is there anything else that you got for me?
Nope. That'll do it.
Well,
thanks for having me on, Katie.
Oh, thanks for your call. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, I don't think I could. I don't think I could honestly do the whole poly lifestyle.
I think that if they're like, you would actually have to be into the same people. Like if somebody was in my life, they would have to be in your life as well. And you would have to feel the same way somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way. If that happened, I think you could live with it. But you would have to feel the same way I feel about said person. Whether it be male, female.
Yeah,
or
I was about to say, I'm like, you know, because it could. it could go either way.
You'd wake up in the middle of the night standing over the top of her. I'm gonna kill you.
I used to like you and now it's just gone too far.
Don't you ever tell him I did this.
I don't know. Think of something. I was waking up in the middle of the night. It's like, you guys started without me again. You never let me watch anymore.
I'm sure that would happen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would happen. I'm
sure it would totally happen. Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
So what were you, were you about to be getting into?
Who knows? We were talking about places with all, like, screwed up names, how Americans, you know, oh, it's
Katie's
so funny.
Crotch.
Like, well, yeah, like Katie's Crotch Road and, like, fuck it, Thailand and stuff like that. Well, there's some
classic.
There's some residents of a Lakeland area. They're kind of embarrassed by the name of the lake. It's Lake Horney or Horney. Honey Horney.
I didn't know there were like that many French people in Lakeland, really.
Well, some people want to change. A lot of people, they don't really care. There's just like, because there was this lady, it all started because this lady, she was remodeling her house.
Yeah.
And she had it face the lake.
Huh.
So, and now her address changed. So when she gives her address, it's like
Lake Horney Drive.
Lake Horney, yeah.
Wow.
And they said it has nothing to do with sex. It's actually named after this former resident. Apparently there was some like big hoop-de-doo. His name was like Julius T. Horney. So that's why I'm just like Horney.
That was his porn name.
Hello, I'm Julius D. Horne.
Exactly.
I picture him with a big, thick mustache. Just like a Borat mustache.
Not a handlebar. No. I see handlebar. I see not handlebar, but like the.
If you can't see, you know what I mean? If you can't picture that in your head.
They know.
You
they
need
know.
To be more imaginative.
They know exactly what I'm talking about.
They know.
One of them.
Well, anyway, I was saying a lot of people, they don't have an issue with it. So they're like, oh, shut up, lady. We're fine.
We're fine. Yeah. I don't even remember what you were talking about.
Lake Horny.
Ah, whatever.
Horny.
Dumb bitch. Get over it.
I know.
Get over it. Everybody will remember your address. You'll remember it for ages.
You'll remember
Come
it.
On.
You're the one fucking bitch. I want to turn my house. I want to face it a different way.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at that. I want to look at that.
Now I don't like my address. I used to like my address, Katie. Now my address sucks. I'm like 69.
Why can't I just have anything I want?
I'm at 6969 Horny Drive, crying out loud. Shitty
Watch
address.
Out for puddles. It gets wet.
It's really shitty address. It sucks balls.
Or could have been worse. It could have gone through like the gerbil tunnel.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize this.
Do you want to?
No. Gerbil, like, what?
Like
what
covered
the
bridge?
What are you talking about?
Forget it.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy shite, Nizel.
Should I start saying things are fun?
No. We can not. We don't have to repeat last week, do we?
Dude, I don't even know what the hell was wrong with me listening to it during processing.
You said fun like 300,000 times. It was great, though, because it was a lot of fun listening to you say fun. This one's going to be real fun.
I don't know why. I couldn't stop.
I got a fun one for you.
Stop.
That was great.
I didn't realize how many times that I said it.
You never do. Like what,
you never know. You what never the hell was that,
do.
Valley
You don't
girl?
Even know what you sound like until you listen later. Then you listen and you're like, wow, I really ummed it up, didn't I? Or I said like 13.2 billion times. It doesn't really stick out while you're saying it. Got to listen later.
Yeah.
Maybe there's just a sobriety thing in that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I smoke and
sure.
I know stuff.
I don't. No stuff.
I know.
I'm still going to drink coffee.
Your head's a little softer. That's not your fault.
It's because I'm a girl.
If you ever hear me say that, her head's a little softer, what you have to realize is that she had a family member convince her, and by a family member, I mean her mother, convince her that female heads are softer than male heads. Your head is softer, therefore you are delicate. You could die if you fall over.
Yep.
Your head is so soft because you're female. You're fragile.
And that's when she freaked out too when I had a bike accident when I was younger and I cracked the back of my skull on the concrete.
I mean, you completely lost your testicles and your wiener. That didn't bother her at all. But the fact that you hit your head just freaked her out.
Well, because she always wanted a little girl. she already had a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what are you going to do?
Can you blame her?
Well.
I mean, she needed a Gretel to the Hansel.
It's been working out for me.
It's like clones. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Has it?
No. Nothing like clones.
No, it's been working out for you.
Sure.
All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
But am I really human?
I haven't really determined whether anybody is or not. So really, you're in the same boat everybody is.
No, I'm not. Trust me.
Sure.
I'm really not.
Okay.
Hey, remember, I was kind of talking to you about this in the car a couple days ago.
Oh, Jesus.
But radaronline.com, they learned that the latest person to undergo a sex change is the sweating to the oldies fitness sprite Richard Simmons.
Richard
Simmons.
Well, it doesn't completely shock me, but for a long time, he just wasn't even openly gay. Even though you knew he was gay, he just really wasn't openly gay. And now...
Well, some women thought he was straight, just like Liberace.
I know, exactly.
It's like, are you kidding me?
You never... Just be flamboyant, Katie. You don't know that.
Oh, my God. Sweat.
Like he wasn't even openly gay, let alone going through a transition. So more power to him. I'm not really that completely surprised, but I'm kind of surprised because he was like a down low brother. You know what I mean?
Well, so many things. Like he's been out of the public eye for, they said, like 1,000 days. I don't know who the fuck calculates this stuff.
I don't know where they're getting their stat.
Seriously.
What is public eye?
Well, because they found him, too, because they did a wellness check on him.
Wellness check?
Yeah, they sent someone to his house to make sure he wasn't dead. Yeah, because no one has seen him.
Haven't seen him in a while.
There hasn't been a Simmons sighting. We're the Simmons.
Okay, ladies.
Ah, so stupid. Oh, my God. Well, the tabloids, they broke the story and they had pictures of him dressed. And he like dressed as a woman and had like long flowing hair, and his female persona is Fiona.
I don't believe long and flowing at all. He had some curly ass hair and it was thinning. Well, he's wearing wigs.
Maybe
it's a wig.
Of course it's a wig. It's a weave.
Wig. It's a wig.
It's a glue on.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Which, by the way, that toupee guy did a pretty damn good job. That was pretty good.
And I don't know what show it was. It was probably on Viceland, but
it was Manhood.
Was it anyway? Netflix. They were showing the guy making the toupees, and exactly. Really, they're pretty goddamn convincing. I was really shocked what a toupee could look like.
I didn't think it was going to come out good because I'm like, oh god. But then he did it. I was like, I can't even tell.
Yeah,
like,
it was good.
He was really good. So, yeah. Guys, you need to look up this guy. He's like really old and he's foreign and he's in New York.
So if you that should be just enough information for you there. No. He's in New York. He's Italian.
Go to Netflix and it was called Mansum.
Yeah. If you really want a good wig, weave.
Anyway, it talks about waxing and shit and body shaving. Oh, this guy was so hairy. The wrestler. Oh my god. There. So okay. I'll stop it there.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
As bad as like a Brillo pad. Hey, chia.
They, you can't help it if you happen to be hairy. I'm not all that hairy.
I'm not either.
No, you're not.
Surprisingly enough.
Yeah. Why surprisingly?
I don't know.
Why? Why are you shocked?
I'm just surprised. I just didn't think that like I'd be like hairless.
Yeah. When was this? Yesterday? You didn't think you'd be hairless? When you were a child, you never imagined yourself as being hairless. You thought you would have lustrous
arm
leg
hair.
Yeah, pit
arm
hair.
Like, yes, that's right.
And you could grow like really 4 pit hairs. 6, I think, maybe.
Maybe I'll get a weave and then I'll dye it another color. I'll dye it to match your beard. We'll dye it in the same colors.
What are they going to weave it to? You know what I mean? They're just going to have to flat staple some shit there. For you, if you're going to have an armpit weave.
Give me a pit merkin.
Can't really have an armpit.
They do that?
Probably got a different term, though.
No, it's probably the same thing they use for the pussy. Instead, they just slap it on your armpit. Just
cut it in half.
Ew. This is just taking a bad turn.
Katie, it's only slightly used. It's okay.
Gross.
Come on, now. What's Gosling's merkin? Is that the Gosling, Jove?
You kind of want to watch that one tonight before I go to bed.
Chubbies. I'm a bite to offer. China, Illinois.
Oh my god.
Just so you know, and that's a show. It's not, maybe a place as well. I don't really know. But it's a show. FX? Is it FX? No,
it's a Cartoon, Adult Swim.
Adult Swim. Where all the good stuff's at.
You never know what channel anything's on.
I don't.
It's so funny, though, because it's not going to be the same channel everywhere else unless it's like Netflix or something, or Hulu.
That's all
whatever.
We watch.
I know.
So, makes it pretty simple.
You have to tell them a network, like a channel.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, forget it. Jesus Christ. Oi. You know how I like to bite you?
No.
I bite at you?
Yes, you do.
Well, guess what? I'm not the only one.
Okay. I didn't think you were. They're like vampires and dogs. They like to bite a lot, too. Your cat likes to bite a lot.
Speaking of vampires, a while ago, I talked about this fucking like Lifetime movie that had Tori Spelling in it where they were like, it was like, Mother, can I dance with danger or something? Can I sleep with danger? And James Franco did a remake and made it a movie and made it into a vampire lesbian movie.
It had like nothing to do with nothing. Oh, yeah, it did. But
that's on tonight.
Is it?
It is.
Okay. On what channel again?
Lifetime.
We actually have that one, I think.
We do.
I'm not watching it. You can watch it all you want.
I don't want to. I really don't. I just thought it was funny because it just made me think about it. Anywho, but since everyone has felt the desire to bite the person that they have immense feelings of love for in a rush of emotions, that urge to just chew on them. Which, yeah. Yes. So there's nothing strange about this, and experts call this phenomenon cute aggression.
Yeah, cute aggression.
Yeah, it's cute.
I just call it aggression.
And this is if you want you want to bite the one you love. It's just just means you're spitting.
Does it?
It does.
Oh boy.
And your reaction is your brain's attempt to avoid going crazy on just how cute you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, once when I was in preschool, a kid bit me and I bit him back and it wasn't from affection.
Dude, just so you know, totally went out.
And I totally got bounced. For biting a kid back, and it was not affection. I'm just saying.
Are you?
Really, I'm saying. it was a pure aggression move.
Pure aggression wasn't. There's nothing fucking cute about it.
Exactly. It may have been cute to somebody else, I guess.
Oh, look at him biting. He means he likes him. Biting each other back and forth, little nibbles.
Sure it was.
I don't know. I think you might like this one.
It's going to be a fun one, isn't it?
No, it's going to suck balls.
It's
going to suck balls so bad. It's going to be horrible.
Okay. Fire it anyway.
Well, a federal appeals court last week, they kind of revived a lawsuit where this West Virginia inmate had accused the state prison officials of invading his privacy by surgically removing marbles he had implanted in his dick.
Oh, like he had dermals. He had dermals, and so they took him out before they let him in prison?
No, it wasn't before. He was like already in there.
Uh-oh.
But then they kept threatening him. They were threatening to put him in, keep him segregated, like put him in the hole, segregated from other inmates. And they also threatened to not let him go up for parole if it ever came up.
But they threatened all this because he did his own dermal implants in his dick with some marbles.
No, he didn't do it himself. He had it done before he was even incarcerated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said that he was threatened illegally into consenting into having the surgery.
Huh.
And then I told you because of why. And the judge found like a shit ton of evidence saying that, what they did was completely unreasonable.
Yeah, sure it was.
Yeah. So he is.
I want to know is how did they find out about the dick marbles?
Because they saw them. Because the prison guards, they would nicknamed him Marble Man. And he was harassed by all the gay inmates and other staff.
Hey.
Like, oh, I bet you feel real good.
Give me that
study
cock, baby.
It's like, rrr, 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 rrr.
It's like your own personal set of anal beads.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I think that feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm
not getting marble dermal implants in my dick.
I don't want you to.
Because they do that shit.
Yeah,
I know. Any of those body mods are done without necessarily, you're not being put under. There's nobody giving you Novocaine or lidocaine because it can't be a medical procedure. So you're just raw dogging that shit.
Well,
like somebody cutting up open your cock. Fuck that.
Well, okay. I didn't say I want you to do it because I think it looks gross. It does. I don't like the look of it. It looks diseasey. You know
Diseasy?
What I mean?
What's that mean?
It's like Aziz, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Diseasy.
Yeah.
For sneezy.
All right.
Not on my weenie.
I'm looking that up on Wikipedia.
Okay, why don't you do that?
All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So many texts.
Well, I think we're going to go.
Do it for you. I do it for you. So many texts. Oh, my God.
Such an asshole. All right, well, we're going to go take a little breaky-poo, and we're going to be playing a clip from this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, which we take a recent episode, speed it up, or scroll it up, SC does that for me, and all I got to do is press some buttons. But you're going to hear the full hour if you tune in on Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, well, stick around for more Kinky Kitty's World when we come back.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
These are funny. You're going to have fun with these.
These?
Yes.
What?
You're like, what?
What?
These are, this medical staff reveal ridiculous excuses the patients gave for weird sex injuries.
I fell. I fell.
These are not, you know, the normal potato in the butt.
Okay.
I mean, these are...
not the normal. I'm tired of the normal potato in the butt story, Katie. Can we get something different, please?
Like an eggplant?
You did eggplant last week.
I said the guy on the bus had an eggplant.
You're in the vegetable sex.
In cloacas.
Yeah, vegetable sex, cloacas, and the abuse of the Mormon. Really, it's like a reoccurring theme, and I don't know what it is with you and the continent of Asia, but...
I love Asia.
It's something.
I want to go so bad.
Yeah.
I do. I think I'd have an awesome time.
Kuala Lumpur?
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say?
So you want to go to Kuala Lumpur?
No.
Okay. They got a really tall building there.
Do they?
Yep.
Mm. All right, so there's a couple.
Are you refreshed? Feel better now?
I am. Okay. I had to have a sip of my tea.
Good idea. You got to do that before you start talking. That way later you're like, I don't know why my voice sounds a little fucked up.
I can tell you a couple of reasons. All right. This is one says, I worked as an orderly at a local ER as a university student. A young kid came in with a vacuum cleaner hose stuck on his cock.
I fell.
He said he arrived wearing a sweater, shoes, and a blanket, and instead he was instructed to clean. He said that he only cleans his house naked because he's got a dust allergy.
I like it. Yeah. I'm allergic to dust, so I have to do it naked so it touches my skin all over in really sensitive areas.
While vacuuming, the man had become, in his words, inexplicably fatigued and took an impromptu nap with the Hoover still running. At this time, his penis must have flopped into the vacuum hose. And his arousal was, as he insisted, involuntary.
Dude, how do you have a straight face and somebody's telling you this? How do you do it?
It's just like when you do phone sex. You just kind of like,
Just got to be like some kind of training, medical training course. How do you do it?
You're going to see weird things stuck in rectums.
Yeah, whatever. how about you just stop and we go, hey, just stop. Just stop. I don't care how you got the vacuum stuck in your cock.
But
a vacuum stuck on your cock.
Dude, it makes a good story.
Does it?
Are you kidding me? You can just be like, dude, this guy came in today. He's totally fucking out of vacuum. You should hear the story he told.
You know, there are laws against that. That's a clear HIPAA violation. Clear.
Hey,
clear
I overheard it, and I'm not a doctor. I didn't take an oath.
Oh, I guess you got a point there.
And I didn't say names.
Yeah.
See?
Don't tell me. You don't want to tell me. I'm going to tell everybody.
I don't care. Okay, here we go. There's an elderly man and a wife. They answered the emergency room in the mail in obvious distress with an initially he refused to go into. He didn't want to talk about it with his wife present.
Sure he did.
So when they were alone, when he was alone with the staff, he said that he had a plastic Easter egg lodged deep in his bum. And they asked, well, what happened? He simply replied, I wanted to know what it was like to be a chicken.
And it's Easter.
And it's Easter.
Come on.
Oh, Grandpa. Thanks again, Bunny Man. Yeah,
that's where I put that $100 bill. That's the special egg right there.
That's the coke that's egg. The heroin
golden egg.
The golden egg. God.
Kids, I put a hundo and an egg, and it's in one of my Orify.
Oh, God. Did I swallow it? I don't know.
Either way, it only comes out in one place.
Oh, gee, ew. See kids going at him with a knife. It's a little psychopath.
Get your saggy ass over here, Grandpa.
Oh, my fucking Easter egg, goddamn bitch.
We're just going to cut you up until we find it.
You're going to die anyway, old man. Give me that fucking money.
And now, on with the show.
Did you have a good Christmas?
No.
Do you love your mommy?
No.
Do you love your daddy?
No.
Do you love your grandparents?
No.
Is there anything you like?
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. 941-421-0401 is the number to call. RazRadio1 on the Skype later and @KinkyKatieRadio if you want to tweet at me. Tweet, tweet. Thank you, Andy. I have apparently I have a present coming from my Amazon account. So thank you, Andy. You're too sweet.
Thank you, Andy. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be like, could be anything.
Could be. I think it's funny that you played a remix of this song. I talked about it last week.
I know. Well, I had to. You put it in my head, and then I looked it up, and then I found this remix, and so here you go. Dolphin on Wheels.
Dude, I like the clip that you picked out for the, yeah.
Made you laugh.
You did. Good. You cracking up makes me laugh,
really?
Especially in Chipmunk. You're fucking hysterical.
Really?
You make me laugh a lot. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you laugh. Somebody really has to.
But the thing is, I'm laughing at you.
Well, that's fine. I'll take at with. Whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
Come see, come saw.
Yeah.
Whatever. What, I don't even know if that was the right.
Fuck language is that? Do you even know what language that is?
That's what I was just about to say. I'm like, I don't know if that's even the right
I think
right
it is
phrase.
A language, though. It is an actual, like, real thing set in a different tongue.
Wow. Do you want to try that again?
Well, I was just working on my, like, stopping and starting.
And you're like,
abruptly.
Weird radio voice.
Is that weird radio voice?
It is.
Was it?
Sure.
Cool. I went
We're
right
not.
Into it. Nice.
You did.
Just like every guest you have, you know, they come on and go, hi, Katie. How are you?
No, not everybody is like porn stars.
Everybody is, though. Most guys that you have on, the first time they get on, they get all, I don't know, announcer voicey.
He's just so nice. You're just like, dude, I'm just trying to help. Really?
Just trying.
Hey, you know what I think it's time for?
What?
Your favorite segment.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
Oh, this week's Tits Man, the newest viral craze sweeping the internet. It's the Boob Luge Challenge. What is it, you say?
Did I say?
Did you
I'm
say?
Saying,
Are
I'm
you
saying,
saying?
What
is the.
What is that? What is the Boob Luge Challenge, Sarah Kay? I can't say it. It's too hard to say. Maybe it's easier to type.
It is.
Okay.
Nothing new. I mean, this isn't anything new. What it is you have to drink a beer when it's being poured through a very well endowed chick's cleavage.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
And, you know, girls are much encouraged to do it as well.
So you're trying to spread
girl
the rumor.
And girl action.
Trying to spread the rumor.
No, there's plenty of videos out there. You can go watch it.
Really?
Yeah. You can check it out.
There could always be more.
So film it and you guys are. Maybe yours will go viral, too.
Yeah.
So that was your Tits Man for the week. Ta-da! Short and sweet.
Tits Man.
Wow, you went right at the jugular with that one.
What do you mean?
Booby luge. It's
right.
A boob luge.
It's a boob luge.
It's a boob luge.
I mean, you can make the ones out of ice.
Yeah.
You could.
Any guy boob luging?
Ooh, I'm sure there could be.
Man, boy on boy.
We could do some luge boy boobing. On boy. Or, you know, you could get some chicks sucking on some man teat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Teat. It's always good when you refer to man boobs as teats.
Pectoral muscles. Teats.
Nice.
I like to suck his teat.
No. Nice.
You know, I want to talk to some of my... There's a small group of you out there, and this is directed towards you only. If you're looking for that perfect red shirt to snuggle with under your USS Enterprise blanket while watching Star Trek reruns, you're in luck. All right, so single Trekkies of all sexual orientations can beam up their profile on TrekDating.com.
So for Trekkie fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do they split it up between new generation or old school Trek, or do they have really? Because sometimes the two don't really mix.
No, sometimes they don't.
Is
I'm
that
sure,
part of your profile? Maybe
I'm sure that has to be a question. Like, even what's your favorite episode?
Maybe they don't accept the J.J. Abrams version. Really sucks. Took it somewhere I didn't like.
No, I thought J.J. Abrams did. Star Wars.
Yes, he did Star Wars and Star Trek. You know the cool new Star Treks that we watched?
Yeah.
Yeah, J.J. Abrams.
Oh.
That's why they let him do the wars.
Because
he did such a good job on the Trek.
Jabba.
Whatever. Him too. I'm sure he'll be in a movie here somewhere.
That's Star Wars.
There'll be a hut. He's doing Star Wars too, though.
I know. You just said that. I'm just saying. Well, anyway, this site was started.
I can throw things at you, just so you know. I'll look around. I'll find something to throw at you.
You're going to rile up Nerval.
I will, too.
Throw it. Please don't. He's somewhere. Don't get him. Don't get him going. We have, okay. We have a little time left.
Sure
so.
We do.
God damn it. Jesus. He's learning. Well, anyway, like I was saying, this site was started like 3 years ago by a super fan who was just looking to find love. And by the way, though,
I will start my own damn dating site.
And he did.
There just isn't one just for me.
Justforme.com.
Just for me and all my Trekkie friends.
Well, he met his now wife 2 days after she joined.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he had the pick of all the profiles because he fucking started it.
Well, he taught himself how to code. And okay. He built the site from scratch. He got the idea just of the Star Trek theme from just from his own interest, which would be, of course.
That's what I'm saying. Well,
yeah, no, I know. But millions of users have signed up for this thing. And they just had the 50th anniversary of the show.
What show?
Star Trek.
Okay.
And then there was like a huge surge in members for the anniversary. I mean, I don't know. It's like, if you weren't a fan, now you are. I don't know.
Well, either that or they saw it advertised or something because it was Trek Week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
They caught it on the Trek yearly newsletter
thing.
Yeah, that too.
The circular. Well, he said their plan is simple. To continue to support the fans and give them a safe place to meet. And because without them, the site won't boldly go anywhere. So.
Yes, Katie. Basically, we do cater to the old school Trekkies, just so you know.
Yes.
We do have a very small division for the next generation Trekkies. We absolutely do not accept Deep Space Niners. Not at all.
I'm looking for someone that looks like Will Wheaton. Little boy haircut, really sweet, innocent look. Please stop.
Will Wheaton. Oh, Wheaton.
We love you, Will.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't know about the new hair dye, but
I kind of like it.
I don't know.
I take it.
If he puts on like man liner, he's going to guy liner. Whatever.
Eyeliner.
Jesus. It's kind of like he's trying to be a bearded Billy Joe from Green Day.
Really?
It's kind of weird.
I don't know. Really?
Well, it's the
he's
hair.
Will Wheaton. He outranks fucking Billy Joe from whatever you were just talking about.
He could be number three.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
He was on Star Trek.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
And his best friend is, you know, Hardwick.
See? See?
I know.
He could probably get you like in some kind of odd three-way.
No.
Yeah.
That won't happen.
You never know. Maybe Hardwick's new wife would be down.
I don't think so.
You never know.
That's true.
She might. Never underestimate.
Well, because I can maybe do that thing with my tongue.
Maybe she has like a profile on this Star Trek thing.
Oh,
we could pretend I'll help you set up a profile.
Oh, yeah.
You could reel in that Mrs. Hardwick.
Yeah. She's not Mrs. yet.
Yes, she is.
Not yet.
They got married.
No, they didn't.
They're totally married.
They have not.
You're smoking crack.
I see their post-out update. They posted the cake tasting. They posted the fucking, like, pre-pictures. Like, trust me, they're not married yet.
Yeah, you don't think they did, like, secret wedding?
No.
Just so nobody would know?
No, he's going to do a fucking theme.
Well, you do the theme for the party, but you secretly get married beforehand.
Are you kidding me? He's going to be wearing, like, he's going to be dressed like Harry Potter for he gets married.
What, was it a Harry Potter? What
he's
was
obsessed
their theme?
With Harry Potter. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But
he's
completely obsessed with Harry Potter. I kid you not. It's like pretty bad. Anyway, I want to talk about these strip club employees. They kind of tell people how disgusting strip clubs really are.
Okay.
So, and a lot of these I agree with. There's like toilets are always coated with cocaine.
Okay.
They said sometimes the managers would spray like Pam or cooking oil on the top of the toilets just for fun. You guys don't know that would ruin things. Oh, you decided to wake the little bugger.
I didn't wake anybody.
You did too.
And by the way, Chris Hardwick is getting married August 20th, and it's a Walking Dead theme.
Well, there you go.
He's having a slow-moving zombie party. Exactly. Anyway.
All right, employees pee in the sinks rather than the toilets.
Well, sometimes it's just, like, more handy, really. You know what I mean? You don't have to aim. I'm just saying.
See, the cash has been everywhere. Vaginas, mouths, up your nose, in your ass. It's been everywhere. Which everybody knows that.
Yes.
Well, except for Tampa, because Tampa, you have to wear pasties. You can't show your nipples, and you can't show your cooter.
That's if they're serving liquor.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. If they're serving liquor, but even then, a lap dance is not a lap dance. It's a table dance. Like they have to go.
Sucks my balls.
You can't even touch them, and they like dance like a couple, like 2 feet away from you. It's like, what the fuck is that? You go to South Florida, and your nose is in an asshole.
That's right. It's the way it should be. It's the way strip clubs were meant to be enjoyed. Right there.
God damn
it. Fully nude.
This is America.
America. It's the way it should be. Really, like extra seedy, you know, where you're just not sure.
We like everything full frontal.
That's right.
All up in your face. Ah!
And I like it when you get like at least, you know, a half a dozen cesarean scars. That's my favorite.
And you can tell the ones that just had their boobs too, so they got that new boob smell.
And they squeak.
They do. They're all shiny and polished. And then you go out into the parking lot, and then you see Pat of the Daytime Hooker.
That's right.
That was over by the cheetah, pumping up.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. All right. So the couches are just giant sponges for body fluid.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I believe that.
Well, you know, I don't. It's not like we've seen anybody whip out their dick and then blow load all over the couches or anything.
Yeah,
but
no.
I'm just saying, I'm sure there's some kind of leakage somewhere. I don't know.
Customers litter everywhere they want.
Okay. It's a club, though. This is pretty much any club in the world. You turn the ugly lights on, and it's a scary place
to be.
This is
gross. Hey, black lights serve a dual purpose. Oh. Yeah, so they can spot clean where things are and stuff. They say the mirrors are clean so often, so security can clearly see the club, which is normal. The bartender's hands are only as clean as the cash.
Which isn't very clean.
Nope, it's gross.
Yeah, well, I don't really have him stirring drinks with his finger either, so.
He does it with his dick.
You know, it doesn't take much to take a mug and pour something into it.
That's why I'm like, just give me the can. Yeah. I don't need it. Stage floors aren't cleaned often.
Well, you don't get up there. Who cares?
Nah, well, someone, you know, could have just whatever. See, carpets hold on to any liquid. You know, it could be dirty feet, spilled drinks, vomit, whatever. It's extremely hard to get out of the carpet. They're pretty much there, which is gross. The staff only cleans what they use.
I seem to remember you getting in trouble for leaving fluids in a place. And then making the exact opposite argument.
Whatever. Gotta bring this up now? God. Why are you so mean?
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Whatever. Hey, but also, I'm not the one who left for a while, but I was talking to some lesbian, and then I have a bouncer come up to me, tap me on the shoulder, and tell me, your boyfriend needs $320.
That's what happens. That's what happens in those rooms. You don't know what's going on. You look left, you look right. You just whatever, it happens.
I said, I hope you at least got a blowjob out of that.
No.
And he's like, no. I'm like, $320, and then they charge you like $40 for a service fee on the stupid ATM. I'm like, I really hate it. I'm like, this sucks.
Wow. That's what happens when you drink.
Yeah, whatever. It says if you're willing to touch something on the floor, you can keep it. The food is never fresh, apparently, unless it's penthouse.
I wouldn't say that. We've gone to places, some strip clubs, and they had decent food. It's kind of a thing nowadays.
Yeah, that is true. And even some strip clubs are attached to steakhouses, like Tusk.
And obviously, the really seedy ones, yeah, you don't want to eat there. But
Those that aren't so seedy.
Or well, do you?
Well, or do you?
Just don't have the oysters.
You know, there is something to be said about exposure to bacteria, and that way you're like immune to it, you know? And if you're going to be rolling around with strippers, you need to be rolling around where they work. You know, that way you've absorbed all of the stuff already and you've developed a nice shield.
Well, this is why you never get sick no matter what the fuck you do or what happens to you.
I will roll around on the strip club
you
floor.
You roll around in some shit.
I will.
Blech.
Yeah.
Bathroom floors are only cleaned out of necessity. Dancers dance even if they have STDs.
But are you like working for the anti-strip club movement or something? What's going on?
I don't know. I just thought this was funny. It says whatever covers the floor causes rashes. Dancers trash the bathrooms, and even dry bars have drug problems.
Huh.
So.
Yeah. Go to a strip club today. Womp womp.
Support your single mothers. Go to a strip club today.
No, boy.
Now serving 2016 class of... Hey, it's summer.
That's right.
They're out. They're ripe. They're ready.
That's right. So
pluck those peaches, bitches.
Actually, they really should have like this month should be strip club month, you know, because you got all the new flock coming out when they're fresh and new. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, go down to South Florida because there'll be a lot of girls that are going to be there just starting in porn, doing their first porn movie. And a lot of bitches, they all gather and live in one house. So and then they rotate them out. So I'm just saying you have
that's
like
just
fresh...
one story of one person.
Sure, it is.
They shoot porn all over the place.
Sure, it is.
There's a lot of it here in Florida. There's a lot of it here where we're at as well.
All right. Well,
there is. Don't disagree with me.
There was this lady. This is like really old back in the day. But this lady got married. She was sexually unsatisfied, so she met this young dude who came by to fix her pipes.
Okay.
Apparently, he was really there to fix her pipes, though. But she came in, like, she opened the door wearing this negligee and nothing else. Well, anyway, she had him quit his job and move into her attic.
Okay.
So,
Sonny, you want to live in my attic?
So, apparently, this is going on. Like, they were having an affair forever. For a long time, and her husband started going crazy because he thought he was like hearing things, and some of his shit would start to go missing, like his cigars would go missing and whatever.
I just changed the roll of toilet paper. It's all gone.
We don't have a cat. Like, Jesus, woman, how much are you cramming up your twat there?
Nice.
Should have been Charmin.
We got condoms. I'm losing condoms out of my drawer. I don't know what's going on.
Well, people started seeing her with him, and she's like, oh, she's my vagabond brother or half-brother. But so then
vagabond.
So then after people started talking, she just made him stay in the attic, like, just stay there.
Like Anne Frank style?
Yeah,
did
kinda.
He write a diary?
He did write stuff like,
really?
but he was into like Pulp Fiction stuff.
Really,
is what they said.
I mean, Pulp Fiction stuff.
The style of writing, okay.
I don't know what that style is. I just know the movie.
Yeah, not
say what again? Say what one more time?
Anywho. Well, the woman ended up killing. Well, the guy ended up killing the dude, her husband.
The guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she bought an even bigger house because he apparently had a lot of money, so she bought a bigger house with a bigger attic and shoved her lover in the attic, and then after a little while,
you couldn't like upgrade him to the basement or anything. What's going on?
No, had to be the attic.
Had to be the attic.
So
just how we rock.
So after a while, she started dating again. And then she ended up, like, it was just this whole fucking, like, weird thing. I'm like, Jesus Christ. They ended up going to jail.
I built you a nice, large attic. You don't even appreciate it.
Well, they ended up going to jail because she finally admitted, like, what happened. And, like...
But she offed her old husband.
But she didn't. The boyfriend did. And it was just like a mess. And it was just... But she ended up getting off because I don't know. I guess
Ooh, did she get off? Get off? I'm sure she did.
I'm sure she did.
She had the pool boy
many,
move in.
Many times.
Crying out
loud.
Yeah,
he was 17 when he moved in. So, But anyway, she ended up marrying some dude. She's been married to him for 30 years and with no extramarital affairs.
Did you know in Iceland, if your cock is not legal length, your wife can just leave your ass. Just flat leave your ass. They actually have a legal length cock. It has to be at least 5 inches or it's not legal length.
That's right.
And a bitch can just flat leave your ass. You can't do nothing about it. And she gets whatever she wants.
See? Yeah. Uh-huh. Suck on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally true, too.
If you also want to donate your dick to the world's first and only dick museum.
It's in Iceland.
It is in Iceland.
Yeah.
So you can go check it out online. You can fill an application process.
Falophological. Falophological.
That's pretty good.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one. It's probably easier to say in Icelandic.
Yeah, it is. They have an easier time with that word.
They do.
It's part of their native tongue.
It's like, well, Dad just started collecting dicks. It's just, there's a thing, you know? Like, we would bring it home for him. Like, here you go.
Yeah, the owner was just a dick collector.
And he would whittle things into dicks.
Like, yeah, he'd whittle dicks.
Always a whittle dick.
So the dude just got dicks from
everywhere.
Like sperm whale, you know, the chimpanzee monkey, like, a hamster.
Yes, he does. It's the world's smallest penis bone.
Yeah.
And it's from a hamster.
Hamster. So he's trying to get a human, and there's an Icelandic dude that's like 93 years old. That said he'd give him his cock when he died, you know, but part of the thing was your cock had to be at least a legal length. But there's this weird American dude who wants it in there first, so he was willing to get his cock cut off before he died.
And balls,
so it could be in the museum first.
Because he wanted the fame. He even had the American flag tattooed on the head of his dick.
Yes.
And he made a mold out of it, like out of the clone of Willy, and he sent it to him because they have to have proof of how big it is. The guy was like, oh, it's a large penis. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah. It wasn't tiny.
It was bigger than the other dudes.
Yes. Well, the other dude was also 93 years old.
That's true.
You know. I mean, really, let's just say
The poor guy, they tried to take a mold of his cock, and the guy didn't know how to do it right, and it, like, got stuck. It, like, got hard and stuck, and this poor old man sitting there with his cock down. Like, he's like, slap it, smack it, give it a tug or two, make it look a little bigger. And it's just like, oh, he's like, stretch it out, and then it got stuck, and he got pissed. I just thought that was funny.
Anyway, this was a complete show, a documentary. What was it called?
The Last Member?
I think it was The Last Member.
Anyway,
it was on Netflix.
Yeah, it's new on Netflix. You guys can go watch it.
It's one of the strangest things you'll ever see.
Well, if you guys are if you're wanting to know, well, people in the UK, they're concerned where they're going to be able to see naked people on TV after the season of Game of Thrones wraps up.
They're concerned.
There's only two more episodes, you know, until the year's over. Anyway, luckily, there's a newspaper that provides you with a handy guide.
Handy guide for what?
Nudity on TV.
Really?
Yep. The Telegraph is coming out with an article.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And its headline is, where to go to watch nudity on TV now that Game of Thrones is over.
Wow.
So say you should watch Versailles. That we actually get over here,
Versailles,
too.
Versailles, man.
Yeah.
I like that show.
But if you're only interested in British nudity, you can go to Channel 4 for their entire season of Naked TV.
Huh.
Yeah, there's a documentary coming up called The Great British Skinny Dip.
I don't think it's Channel 4 here.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
No, you should check the BBC. Anyway, well, it's a campaign to encourage swimmers to take the plunge and go naked. There's Naked Attraction, which is like dating naked here.
Okay.
Everybody meets naked and they whatever. And then there's Stripped. It's a reality show where when a whole bunch of people are like put in a house, but they're stripped of everything. True story.
True story.
Well, I mean, their clothes, their money, the everything.
Okay.
And then each day they're allowed to ask for one thing back.
I just want condoms, please.
Did you come in with them?
No. Tired of using the same one over and over again.
Ew.
Come on, I fold it inside out. It works better that way.
Hey, you know what true love is?
What's that?
It's when you swallow a load after you go anal.
Now, another thing, too, that I
spit it out there,
real
Stallone.
Real life fuck doll.
What about him?
Real life fuck doll. Would that be weird, like, to have? Because we've been watching a lot of, like,
humans,
like human cyborg type things. And having a live-in cyborg, I don't know, you may stab the bitch, too. No. I think you'd stab her, too.
I might take her battery out. Shut her down. Pew. Bitch. Toss her in the closet.
What did he do to you while I wasn't here? I want to know.
It's still dripping from your badge.
Show me the video. Stat.
Replay. So that's what he does when I'm not home. All right. Good to know.
Yep.
Bet you if I tried that shit, he'd freak the fuck out. I don't know.
I don't know either.
There's this chick. She, her name's Jennifer, and she took it.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, my God. Well, she took time off of her bartending job so she could induce breastfeeding. Like, because she says she wants to start an adult breastfeeding relationship with her man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she hasn't had a kid in 20 years. So... 36-year-old, she says that they need to dry feed every 2 hours to fool the body into thinking that she's feeding her child.
Yeah.
And that's going to make her start producing milk. There's also there's other things you can do. You can squeeze the nipple and knead the breast. I mean, you can get that online. It gives you directions and stuff because a lot of people are into breast milk fetish.
Well, and it's definitely, I mean, that's obviously some kind of a odd sacrifice to have. You know what I mean? Well, you haven't had kids in 20 years. And, I mean, obviously she's into it as well.
Oh, yeah. She's the one that initiated it.
Yeah.
She said
will you please suckle me?
Yeah. She loves getting her boobs touched and played with and whatever. And then she was kind of envious over the bond that people create between the like, adult breastfeeding relationship. That's an actual, like, group and thing.
Yeah. It's an actual thing.
Most things are actual things, but anyway. But she was always she wanted to have that. So she even put ads on Craigslist to try to find someone who was like, "Hey, you want me to breastfeed you?" kind of thing.
All things are actual things, just by the way.
But then,
just thought I'd throw that in there, just to make more sense.
Not if I don't bring attention to it.
Did you realize?
If I don't say that it's there, it's not there.
It didn't happen.
No.
Okay.
I don't recognize it.
Nobody listens.
Nope. Not at all. Well, anyway, she ran into one of her exes from high school, and he was all about boobs back then. Like, it's like big tits were an issue. Like, chicks had to have big boobs or else she just wasn't having it. I think that's why they broke up, and then I think she got mommy tits and they stayed. I don't know. I have no idea. They didn't get into that. But he was like, yeah. So he was all on board and all with it, and he's ready to suck on some titty juice.
They're adult suckling away.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. So, I mean, if it's got to be like every 2 hours, who's working?
Who's suckling it? You get a pump. Pump that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that.
You know, you could use like the AutoVac 2000 that toy that worked like an udder.
Sure.
Fucking that we were just talking
the Venus.
About.
Venus, yeah, it's the there Venus
you
something.
You get that, stick that in a nipple, done. Dual purpose. You have a dual purpose toy.
I don't know if that one's strong enough though.
Alton Brown suggests that not to have like appliances that only do one thing. You got to have them that do multiple things.
I wasn't sure you were going with that. No. I was waiting it out. I'm like, oh no, where's it gonna go?
That's a nice Alton Brown reference. Everybody loves Alton.
We haven't talked about him in a long time.
I don't think we've
time.
Ever talked about him. What are you talking about?
Huh?
Yeah.
I think I follow him on Twitter.
Do you?
I'm pretty sure I do.
You don't know?
I don't.
Okay.
I did at one point, but then I cleaned things out. Because I got irritated one day. Doesn't matter. Whatever. All right. I think we're going to get out of here for tonight.
Okay.
We went a little over and that's okay.
You were going crazy.
Doesn't matter. I even have like, I have like 7 more things that I could talk about. But
okay.
I'm not going to.
Let's not go nuts.
No, not going to.
Let's not get carried away here.
I have to get up early.
We don't get paid by the hour.
That's right. Damn it. We need to work on that.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm starting Uber. Yay. There's hey, FetCon is just around the corner. It's in August, and there's going to be a big after party at the castle in Tampa. I will have details and giveaways for you very soon, so keep an ear out for that. Friday afternoon, like I said, from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. If you like the clip that we did in the middle, you're going to love the whole hour. Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time, I have One Night Stand hosted by my bestie from the West Sea, Little Miss Amberlini, Amberlone Pony, or just Amber. She gets mad when we call her that. She doesn't like it. Whatever.
Okay. Tough shit. You don't get to make up your own name.
No.
That's the way it works.
You don't make up your own nicknames.
Nope.
Never.
Mm-mm.
And what? There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad with it at all. Anyway, you can get archives of my show, tonight's show, Monday night's show, absolutely free on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and KikiKatieRadio.com. Leave me 5 stars and comments, please. That'd be awesome. You can Google Kiki Katie Radio for all of my stuff. Follow me on Twitter at Kiki Katie Radio, Facebook, Kiki Katie Radio, email, everything on there. I'm out of here. Anything you got for me, SC?
Negatory.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Kisses and paper. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.